be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Touch is not only nice, it is needed. Why not consider giving and receiving more hugs? Scientific research supports the theory that stimulation by touch is absolutely necessary for our physical as well as our emotional well-being. Hugs require no special training or equipment, but can greatly contribute to increasing health and healing in our lives. Hugging feels good, eases tension, and is for everyone. This message has been brought to you by your hug-loving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
reality is when you're in the beauty stage of a friendship and it feels good, we never feel that that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me, I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships, minus course, is a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore, so now you have to not be their friend. But that was their choice.
Fistful of the morning dirt. FM Burlington. How y'all doing tonight?
Good?
Good.
Yeah, good. We like to hear that.
Deep bio, don't deep bio, I got have.